Hey guys, what's up? Kaylee Aaron here. Today we're going to be talking about a topic that I really enjoy both learning about and talking about. That's World War II. Our first topic for today is the fighting in Africa and why it was important and how it even impacted the fighting in Europe. Our second topic is going to take you into the heart of Germany. And we're going to learn what roles the Hitler Youth played during the war. So I hope you guys enjoy. Hey guys, what's up? Now we're going to be talking about the African Front. Why was the African Front so important? The African Front was important because it opened up a second front during the war, which caused Germany to split up their army. And that relieved a lot of stress on the Eastern Front, where Joseph Stalin had his Red Army. And Joseph Stalin had really been pressuring Churchill and Roosevelt to open up a second front and relieve that pressure. So this invasion did exactly that. And this was also the first major move that we see the Allied powers make on the European front. And this is also the first time that the American and British forces work together to accomplish a goal. And their goal is to take back North Africa and then attack Germany through Italy. And the troops met a lot of resistance. And the Allied powers had proved successful as they used amphibious landing vehicles, and they also used the first large-scale airborne drop of World War II. And the two key figures of this operation are future U.S. President Dwight D. Eisenhower, who was put in charge of Operation Torch by President Roosevelt. And then we also have General George Patton, who would later become one of the most famous generals of World War II. And the invasion of North Africa was really the rough draft for Normandy, and it was practice for a lot of these techniques that had never really been seen before in war. So the American and British troops took a lot of what they learned from the fighting in North Africa and put it in the blueprints for the invasion of Normandy. And a lot of it was used, as they also used amphibious landing vehicles, and they also used the airborne divisions and did a huge airborne drop in France. But the African Front victory did something that was very critical in the war, and that was opening the underbelly of Europe. And this allowed the Allies to enter Italy and later have access to getting closer and closer to Germany and pushing back the German forces and weakening them. Now, the three takeaways that I have for you are: one, it was a successful practice for the Allies, as we later saw a lot of the tactics used during Operation Torch be used in Normandy on D-Day. And two was that it relieved a lot of pressure off of the Eastern Front, where Joseph Stalin and his Red Army were. And number three was that it opened up the underbelly of Europe, gaining access to the closest ally that Germany had, which was Italy. And the forces that entered Italy proved very successful, as they were applying a lot of pressure to Germany and led to the downfall of the Nazi regime. So I hope you enjoyed that, and stick around for learning about the Hitler Youth. All right, the Hitler Youth. What roles did the Hitler Youth play during the war? In 1939, when the war started, about 90% of the children in Germany were in some form of the Hitler Youth. And the Hitler Youth was tasked with being trained to use military equipment. They were in charge of book burnings and going and collecting every book that wasn't written by a German author. They were in charge of searching and homes and finding these German families that had been hiding a Jewish family or a Jewish person in their house. They were also tasked with turning in people who said something about Hitler, whether it was a joke or maybe they said it in a negative way. They were tasked with turning them in. And they were also given the job of, during air raids, they were to help a specific block get into an air raid bunker. And as the war went on, the age of German soldiers would get lower and lower because they were sending in Hitler Youth members. And a major push for them to start doing that was the Battle of Stalingrad. And so they started sending 17, 16-year-olds who were in Hitler Youth. And by the end of the war, you were getting Hitler Youth members that were as young as 10 fighting in the war. And a lot of these kids didn't go directly to the front. A lot of them were sent on these suicide missions because the German army figured, well, the Allies would never kill a kid. And for the Hitler Youth members that did join, after the war, a lot of them had had the Hitler ideology burned so deep into their brain that it took them years to realize that they had done anything wrong. And for the boys that didn't join the Hitler Youth, a lot of them were in the underground anti-Hitler groups, which had been said to have, you know, helped Jewish children get out of a concentration camp or the ghettos, and they were helping them get to a better area, a safer area. And they were also said to go and attack the Hitler Youth kids, and they would sabotage some of the military equipment. They would write the some anti-Hitler slogans on the side of buildings. And so the Hitler Youth was really always trying to shut down the anti-Hitler groups, and they would perform raids and stuff on the areas that were to have higher anti-Hitler group activity. So my three takeaways for this are: one, that the Hitler Youth was involved in sending a lot of Jewish and non-Jewish people to the concentration camps. And my second is that this was a militarized version of the Boy Scouts, and it was very well seen as a small army. And the third is that Germany got so desperate towards the end of the war that they were sending kids to go fight on the front lines. And so those are my three takeaways. And we'll have the reflection. All right, for the reflection, how have the inquiries helped me understand more about World War II? It helped me understand that there was a lot of differences between the countries. Like Germany, they had to go to make these decisions by sending these kids into war. And then for other countries like the US, it was a chance for them to test out new tactics. And for some of the questions that I had that emerged while I was researching, it was mainly a lot of questions about, like, the people who ran Hitler Youth and the commanders and the people in charge at the African front. And then for the anything that I still want to know, how the former members of the Hitler Youth were looked at for the rest of their lives. And for the other areas that you could study, the Holocaust is a big one for the Hitler Youth. And then for the African front, a huge one is the invasion of Sicily. Hey guys, thanks for listening. Hope you learned something new about the Hitler Youth or the African front, and that it sparks something where you guys want to look into it and learn more about it. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you.